Okay. So in order to properly understand or get deeper insight into Perek Mem Tes, we are going to learn together a piece of really exciting Peligayit, and we may even do a second one next week, which is on Parshas V'yeshiv and Chanukah, that sheds incredible light onto two concepts. So here, in the two prakim that we just did, the Baal Tanya addressed the issue of Birchas Krishma, and why we have first all of this talk about the Malachim, and that the Malachim sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what shaychus does it have to Birchas Krishma? Then he ended with, and that the after we ponder the concept of the Malachim singing Shira, and they're asking, I am Mekayim Kavodah, where is the Rebbeinu Shalom's real presence, and the answer is Baruch Kavod Hashem Imkayim Mayim Molei Kol Haaretz Kavodah, and so on, that we are really where the action is. Yaakov, take your regular chair, right here in the room to your left. So this is really where the action is. Did either my Gashmi with Mitzvah's Gashmi is, this is really where the action is, okay? And that in turn leads us to V'ahavta. V'ahavta meaning that when we recognize that the Rebbeinu Shlom was mitzamtzim his presence and took, you know, was at least explicitly, openly from our vantage point, there is a tremendous hastara, and he did all this to give us bechira, so that we can have schar. So that leads a person to an incredible love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's plenty of coffees here. So let's see how Ramatul processes this, these concepts. So this is, interestingly, one of the pieces that somehow I missed in the first printing of the Peligayit that was caught in the Ksaviyad. There's, I think, about a dozen pieces that I omitted in the first printing that they caught, and this is one of them. Posach Harav. So there's obviously somebody writing here from Ramatul's Torah. The Posach Vahar Sinai Oshan Kuloi. Har Sinai was totally Oshan. Oshan meaning, literally means smoke. We'll soon see what that refers to. Mepnei Ashiyorad Alav Hashem Be'esh, because Hashem descended upon it in fire. Lochera in a moment asks Ramatul, Haloi, Koma Shemeschazek Ha'esh Mismaita Oshan. Here you're saying that to the degree that the fire was increased, there is more smoke. The teva is just the opposite. The more fire, the less smoke. Omnom, yesh lahoyer bezel derech avoda. We can understand this, using this as a springboard for avodas Hashem. Ta'terek deish omeir olanu derech. The Torah is paving for us a path. Eich. Shekol ish Yisrael yikabul olav olmach shemayim be'emes. How every Jew can accept, take upon themselves ol malch shemayim in truth be'emes. Dizay yidua. Everybody knows. Dahar Sinai hoya onav moed mikol haharim ashal pnei adama. In the footnote here, he references the midrashim that speak about the fact that Har Sinai was the lowest of the hills and the mountains. Shekol ha'harim rokdu chiyelim the Kabbalah Satorah. All of the mountains danced to receive the Torah. Ve'achona derabba shashem yismoch yishkan aleihem. They all tried convincing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They did all kinds of fancy footwork, to put it into modern terms, to entice HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah upon them. But Har Sinai loizoz mimkaymai. Har Sinai didn't even offer itself, meaning he didn't do anything to try to show off. Ki omar, because he said, Einoi roi shiishkin olai Hashem yizbara. Peis kabbalah sater. Har Sinai had a tremendous complex about its lowliness, and therefore it didn't even enter the race. Because
fancy footwork is appropriate, they actually move, right? Those mountains.
Right. Because he figured he didn't stand the chance. Now, Keith throws in here very interesting, which obviously is not mentioned in the Medrash. Uba'arba Yisoidis. This again is a theme that's mentioned in the Likutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya, where he talks about there's a very, very fascinating maamar where he draws a distinction between Yehuda and Yosef. And this struggle, it's in Parshas Vayigash, the struggle that takes place between Yehuda and Yosef, the two kingdoms that take the Malchus of Yehuda and Yeravam and David HaMelech. So there he mentions this concept that there are four Yisoides, Doimim, Tzemeach, Chai, Medaber. There are the inanimate, there are those things that grow, there are the living beings, and then there are the speaking beings. And HaYisoid HaAchrein, the last, the final, the lowest one, Shehu Afar, which is earth, Yeshbo Hizbatlus, has a level of self-nullification, Yosim and HaSholosh Yisoidis, much more so than the other three, which are the Tzemeach Chai Medaber, the growing things, the living things, and the speaking beings. What about it is more bottle, shakel doshen olav. You step on it. The Baal HaTanya there points out that the Mishkan had earth on the bottom. The walls were made of wood. The yirias, the coverings were made of skins. So you had daimim, tzemeach, chai, right? And then you had medaber al kulam, you had the human being that was in control of all them. That was a temporary stage. That was the world of Yosef. And the Mishkan was Sheikhen in the chelik of Binyamin, I think, right? Ultimately, however, the ultimate goal is the world of Yehuda, where you have the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash is made up completely and totally of stone. It's all diamond. So it's a world where there is only Bittul. Yosef, as Kishmoy Kenhu, is Yosef Hashem. There's a certain pride. That's the world of Galus. In Galus, a Jew has to have a gestalt. You have to be able to face the nations and be able to have a certain amount of pride. So Yosef is the world of Zich. Yehuda is the Shem Hashem, and there's total Bittul. So you have this struggle between these two forms of Avodah, and it's a very, very cool mimer. But here he draws on this, you say, Shachakal Dosh and all of it, they all step on it. But he says here a very counterintuitive concept. He says that the daimim has more chius in it than the other three. Why? But because it is so low in its madrega, mukhrich lius by chius yoser, it requires greater energy, kadesh yuchel iskaim, in order to survive. Because of that, yesh b'hizbatlus, yes, it has a greater bitl. And he doesn't bring any footnotes on this concept, which suggests to me that this is Ramotala's own thought. Now, v'har sinai shu yisayda ofar, so therefore, Mount Sinai, which is the Yisoida offer, it's made up totally of earth, stone. So in addition to the fact that it itself is a daimim, not only that, it's the lowest daimim that existed of all the mountains, is hayabai midas hizbatlus ad kitzei achrein. So now you have, it's like, it's bittel squared. You have a mountain, which is offer, which is bittel. On top of that, it's the lowest mountain, so you have even greater bittul. Because it had such incredible level of bittul, it was therefore deserving of being the place where the Rebbein Shlom is going to give the Torah. So go to the next page here in this Maimer and Shavuos. Ukemoy kein ha'adam tzorach shiya b'midas hashiflus v'hizbatlus. So too, a human being needs to have this level of tzibrachenkeit, of lowliness, of bittul, of nullification. Why? Ki mipnei zeh nikra adam. This is, after all, the title that a person has of Adam. Shubi gematria ma, as is brought many places, that Adam is the gematria of nothingness, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'nachnu ma. Remez al shiflus v'zbatlus, which speaks of this level of self-nullification. Shetzach shiyeh boy dugmas har Sinai, the person needs to have the dugma, he needs to be a living example of Har Sinai. Now, let's lay out how this pans out in davening. So during davening, kishiyegia lishma Yisrael Hashem lekeinu Hashem echod, when a person gets to that chelik of davening with Shema Yisrael, Shizeu Yichud Malchusay, that's the concept of unity of Hashem's Malchus. Upirish Hashem Echad, the definition of these words, Hashem Echad, Meira, that says, Shekaidim Briyas Haylamis, Haya Echad Yachidim Yuchad, B'li Gvul V'Tzimtzum, before creation, clearly there was nothing but God. There was nothing else, without any limitations. But we need to understand, v'gam osid la'achar b'riyas ha'olamos, even afterwards, after the world was created, as we've been discussing here in Tanya, shenis tzamtzem oiroyen soif baruch hu b'kama tzimtzum, and the Rebbein Shalom created this process called tzimtzum, where he restricted, he withheld, he held back his presence. Nonetheless, hu echad, the statement we're making in Shema, meaning, Hashem Echad doesn't mean that there is only one God. But in addition to that, Hu Echad imash haya b'tchila. Hashem Echad means that there was no change from before creation to afterwards. It is the same one God. He is one with what He was before He created the world. You hear the slant here on Hashem Echad. It is one God. It is the same God that existed before creation. This refers to this infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chal ha'olamos v'tzimtzumim kulam b'teilam etzlim b'b'chinas hizbatlus ha'gomer. Everything is completely nullified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein od mavadeh, there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, u'kishim izbeinen ha'adam b'zeh, when we contemplate this concept, eich Shashem Yizbarach Shu Orin Tzayv Baruch Hu, that Hashem, who is this Orin Tzayv, Hu Bolei Tzimtzum Tachlus Ugvul, He is without limitation, He is without boundaries. Al Ma Tzimtzum Es Atzmei B'Kama Tzimtzumim. So if that's the case, why did He do it? Why did the Rebbein Shlom go through, if you will, to borrow a bad word, why did He go through this charade of appearing to conceal Himself, to hold back His presence? For what? Ubaras Adam Shubal Tzimtzum Agvul V'Tachlus. Why did He create a world which is a human being, which is ultimately, totally a limited being of Agvul V'Tachlus? V'Nishavezeh Ayidei Midas HaMalchus. So here He introduces, this is the concept of Malchus. What does that mean? Where does Malchus come into the picture here? Shirotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shizgale Malchusai. The goal is that the Rebbein Shalom desired that there be a revelation of His Malchus. Why? What does that have to do with the Tzimtzum? Because Ki Ein Melech B'Layam. There cannot be a melech b'layam. Matal, I'm in the middle of giving a shiur. I need a half hour. I'm in the middle of giving a shiur. I need a half hour. Ulechein bara Adam al Aretz. For this purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humans. And v'tzimtzim ayre and tzayf baruch hu become v'tzimtzim in the v'shem. And for the sake of Adam, the Rebbeinu Shalalem went through this whole process and enclosed himself and was malavish himself in all of these forms of tzimtzim. How much? Ad sh'tzimtzim ayre b'ayle mazeh, b'ayle mageshem, to the degree where the Rebbeinu Shalalem limited his energy into this world, into this physical world, lach is called davar nimtza, to sustain and create everything which exists here, towards one purpose. Kadesh is galim midas ha-malchus aleinu, in order that there be this revelation of malchus, meaning, if there's ein melech b'loy am, it's the choice. Our choosing him as Melech is the critical component here. Because a forced Melech is kein Melech nicht. What's that called?
Dictator.
A dictator, in Lashon Kodesh, would be a Meishel. That's not a Melech. A Melech, by definition, has to be that we have choices. Right? So, if it's a Melech b'Leyam, in the process of Tzimtzum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates all this limitation. It's created so that we have options. We don't have to choose HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. So the purpose of the Tzimtzum is to allow the free choice, which will give us the opportunity yet to choose him as Melech or not to choose him as Melech. When we think about Kaviyochel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to do for our sake, then we will accept upon ourselves true Malchus Shemayim, that will lead us to this attribute of Bittul. Remember the language that Baltanya just used? He said there that a person will be Mafkir himself and his family and his money and everything for this sake. Here is his Lirmatal is mirroring that language. The person will be willing to nullify himself and his body to the Aryan Saif Baruch Hu, Bibkin is his Batlas Agama, with a total Bittul Kikulam Bitalam Atzlay, to recognize that in essence there is nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be Kabul Allah Mamach Shemaim, and we will accept upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem's Malchus, ki lizeh haya ikar kavanas b'riyas ha'olamos, because we now understand that that was the entire purpose in the creation of the ha'olamos. Shetzimtzem es atzmai, that the Rebbeinu Shalom limited his presence, kidei sheyizgal midas ha'malchus aleinu, in order to reveal his Malchus upon us. Ulechein, and for this reason, we need to accept upon ourselves his Malchus in a complete and total truth. This goes to the V'chol Nafshecha, with a total selflessness. Now he introduces some very, very beautiful Ramazim and things that help us solidify this idea. Next paragraph. So now, when we reach the parsha where we're commanded to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this parsha there are 42 words, Reimez L'Shem Shalana B'Kayach, which alludes to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's encrypted in Ana B'Kayach, that's the name of Ana B'Kayach, is the name of Gvura, as is known by the true wise men. The parsha of Yahavta is known as the attribute of Ahava, meaning Ahavas Hashem, the love of Hashem. Shumidas Hachesed, Ahava stems from Chesed. Okay, now he's going to play with two opposite terms. The parsha of Yahavta is going to be, if it's the Parsha of Ahavta, why does it have 42 words, which is the shame of Gvura? Gvura is the opposite of Chesed. So why does the Ahavta have 42 words, which speaks of Gvura? Says Ramatullah, because it's Chesed in the using the technique, the utensil, the what's the other word? The then the word for a kli. There's a better English word.
Vessel.
No.
Instrument.
Instrument called Gvura. Raimus Lizet. It's coming to teach us. Sha'av sha'adam hu bebchinas tzimtzum. Even though we are the result of, we're the product of tzimtzum, which is by definition shubchinas gvura. Tzimtzum is the process of tzimtzum comes through this attribute called gvura. V'Hashem is baruch hu arein soif baruch hu b'lay tzimtzum v'tachlis. Hashem in his absolute essence is limitless. He's completely bound without boundary, right? Because even after the Tzimtzum, he hasn't changed. We just define that Hashem Echad, as Ramatul introduces, it doesn't mean he's one God. It means he is the same God. He is just as he was before he ever limited himself. So, he is Echad Ima Shohayu B'tchila Arin Tzai Baruch Hu. He is one with what he was before, which is completely infinite. Mikol Ma'akayim. And so now we got two opposites. We have a problem here. We have a human being who's a complete and total result of incredible amount of tzimtzum. That's the only way you get a physical man. And somehow this physical human is connecting to a infinite Hashem Echad. Well, how do you have that? So he says, Mikol Mokar, despite the contrast, the contradiction between these two, the finite with the infinite, nonetheless, yir the kaddish is atzma shiyahu makim lashrosh chinasi yizbaruch shemai. The person needs to sanctify himself so that he, the person, the human, the limited one, can become a makim, can become a place, a sanctified area for Hashem Shekhinah to dwell, the Yaron Tzev Baruch Hu, to the infinite. How does that happen? So he says, the methodology is, Al Yidei Midas Ahava. When this finite, limited Baal Tzimtzum uses his attribute of love, Shi Midas HaChesed, which is, in essence, the Midah of Chesed, Ahavas Hashem, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yishtaykikis l'idavik bayah, and the yearning to connect to that infinite one, and v'yizbatel elav v'yizbatel sagaber, the person is willing to set himself aside with all of his agendas, with all of our limitations, with all of our own tzimtzum. We're willing to give up on our own agendas because of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechesed b'kli gvura. This is what's referred to as chesed in the vessel of gvura. Shia by midas hachesed. The person should have the attribute of chesed, shuavas Hashem, which is the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yishtaykik eseilav, and the yearning to connect him b'chinas his batlus hamitis with complete self-sacrifice. Even though it's really the real cause for the bittul, meaning it's not despite my limitation that I'm willing to be mevatel myself, it's because of my limitation. Right? The af here is not only even though I'm a b'chinas tzimtzum, shu b'chinas gvur, even though I'm tiny little me, I'm saying it's not only even though I'm tiny little me, but because I'm tiny little me, therefore I have every reason to want to be mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if it's only tiny little me, then it's really pathetic. But if I'm able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's no longer tiny little me. Then I'm part of a really, you know, cool, infinite being. Hashem is Baruch Hu, and Tzai Baruch Hu. So it's chesed in the kli, in the human being who is a kli of gvura. And therefore, the Shem Mem Beis becomes the operational method for the Parsha V'Ahavta. Okay. V'Achakach, after that, Kish Magil Parshas V'Yoyim Shemaya. So now we come to the second parsha of Shema. This the Baal Tanya did not touch upon. Shu Kabbalas Mitzvahs, as the Gemara says, that's the Kabbalah of Mitzvahs. Shu Midas Ayira. So the second parsha is, meaning like Chazal tell us, a melech says to be mekabel by gzeris, right? Be mekabel by decrees. That's Yira. That's not a hava like the first parasha was. Emotional. Here it's hard knock. Here are my rules, guys. You take on and accept my rules. That's considered the parasha of Yira. Lira Hashem Yisbarach. To fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kabbalah Leinu Mitzvah Yisrael. To accept upon ourselves Hashem's mitzvahs. U'beparasha zu yesh ayin beis tevis. It's in the parasha of Ayim Shemaya. There are 72 letters. That's one of the main reasons that Parshas V'Hayim Shemaya is longer than Parshas V'Ahavta. Words, not letters. So one of the main reasons that V'Hayim Shemaya is longer than V'Ahavta is because it has 30 more words. You ever realize that? Right? That's,
there are other reasons, but
that's, right, that's one of the main reasons is that it's also much longer in the Siddur. So now, Raim is L'shem Ayin Beis. So we know that there's a Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a 72-letter name. By the way, Rashi, where's that Rashi? There's a long Rashi that talks about the Shem Israel and Daf Yomi. I think it was by the Kohen Gadol, saying the Shem HaMefarish on Yom Kippur. So Rashi talks about these Shemes. You know, it's not just in Kisvei Ari. Rashi also learned Kisvei Ari. So, that is Reim is the Shem Ayin Beis. That speaks to the name of Ayin Beis, Shu Shem HaChesed, which is the name known as the Shem HaChesed, Shu Begematria Ayin Beis, and you look in the footnotes here, how it becomes Shem Ayin Beis. It just take a look at the footnote, because it's good to have this stuff under your belt. Shem Havaya Bimilu Yudin. If you take Hashem's name, Yud, and then Hey, and then Vav, and then Hey. So each letter, when you fill it in, that means you spell out the letter, right? So how do you spell Yud? Yud, Vav, Dalet, right? And then how do you spell Hey? Either Hey, Aleph, or Hey, Yud, or Hey, Hey. So That's called a milui, and there's different ways of filling in those letters. So now, if you fill in the Shem Havaya with yuds, meaning he spells it out for you here, yud, and hey, and vav, and hey, that is gematria ayin beis, which also coincidentally happens to be the gematria of chesed. Okay, and that's a tikkuna zoyer. And several different places. Anyhow, so the Shem Ayin Beis is the Shem HaChesed. Now, so it's total opposites now. Yeah, Ve'ahavta, which is the parasha of love, has the Shem Mem Beis, which is Gevura. And V'Hayim Shemaya, which is the parasha of Mitzvahs, which is the parasha of Yira, has the Gematria Chesed. What's going on here? Says, Ramatala Kibriyas Ha'ilomais Hoya Machmas Ahavas Yisrael. And now we're going back again to what the Baal Tanya was just teaching us over the past few program. That the very fact that the Rebbein Shalom created the Olamis was because of his love for Klal Yisrael Kamesha Amru, like Chazal tell us, Yisrael Olam Machshava. Right? That Klal Yisrael, where Olam Machshava Tchid, the Rebbein Shalom foresaw Klal Yisrael. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom loves us, and he wanted us to give us the yoke of his mitzvahs, as the pasuk says, that we're going to have the ability to fulfill mitzvahs and then to live in them. And for that reason, the Rebbeinu Shalom went through this process called tzimtzum, Livrei Yisanu, to create us, v'chalanim tzayim, and the world around us. Shubchinas Gvura, which is the action of Gvura. V'hubchinas Gvura, so the action is an action outwardly of Gvura, b'kliya chesed, meaning, shubchinas Gvura, the very process called Gvura, b'chinas tzimtzum, this idea of constraint, of the Rebbeinu Shlomo holding back his true presence, Hayamipas, the reason for it was Midas HaChesed, Avas Yisrael. Remember, we did a piece of Maranayim on this, of the famous, the Rashi says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo really wanted to create the world with Midas HaDin. Rosh, I know the Miskai Misal, that the world wouldn't be able to survive. And therefore he went ahead and shit for the Midas HaRachimim, and he says, so the Maranayim says, what, Chas V'Shalom, because the Ruch changed his mind. It was like an oops moment. See, Mamish says this Yisoid. He says, no, because Rosh Hashanah the Miskayim. He saw that the world could not exist. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would allow his true presence to shine forth, the world couldn't exist. So Shitvay, the Midas HaDin, this is Mamish, this Yisoid. The Din itself is because of Rachmim. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo loves us, that's why he created the Midas HaDin. Ukeshem Ispainin Oda Bezeh. Back up to the top of Tov Reish Yudala. When a person contemplates this idea, Yovel Yirei Lo, he'll come to the highest form of awe. Yirei Boishes. This is awe, which is the result of embarrassment, of shame. Mipachtoi Umahadar Ga'inai, from trembling from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his sheer greatness. Eich Shetzimtzim Oirei and Tzayv Baruch Hu, how the Rebbeinu Shlomo went ahead and restrained his presence, become a tzimtzumim. Why bavuri? He did it for me. After the Rebbeinu Shlomo does all of this for my sake, how could it be that I wouldn't serve him with tremendous love and a absolute dedicated avodah? Chaim Olavracha. V'zeshikasim. Now we can understand what the pasuk is saying. Mamish pshat. This is, Rabbi Gross would say this. Mamish pshat. V'har Sinai oshan kuloi. Har Sinai is totally oshan. Vusidus oshan. Says Ramat al Har Sinai, Remez Liz Batlus, as we said earlier, Har Sinai refers to Bittel. Dugmas Har Sinai, referring to each one of us when we emulate Har Sinai. V'al yidei midas is batlus, in the process of nullification. La'abayu baruch hu tu HaKadosh Baruch Hu yovoy libchinas oshon kulay. A person will be able to attain complete oshon. Vusados, because oshon, ima gimalaisius, oshon with the three letters, Bigamatria Shema Echad. It's the same numerical value of Shema Echad, Shu Kabbalas Omach Shemaim. That's the two words that capture the idea of Omach Shemaim. V'yachal Kabbalah of Omachuse, to give us the ability to accept upon ourselves the yoke of Hashem's Malchus. V'sheyehu, and this incredible miracle, the impossible can happen. What's the most impossible thing that can happen? Is that a limited, finite human being can become a makam hashras hashchina. That's the most ridiculous thing that can take place in the world. Seriously, you think about it, it is the most ridiculous thing that can ever happen. A finite, limited human being, when we're involved in doing mitzvahs, as the Baal Tanya taught us, whether it's a limud haTorah that stays with us even after we finish learning, because it becomes part of the person, or it's kiyum mitzvahs gashmias, where the Rebbeinu Shlomo envelops us at the time we're doing the mitzvah. So during those things, there is a kabbalas of olmach shemayim, and the person becomes a mokif hashoras hashchina. Afshu b'agvul tzimtzum, even though we are completely and totally limited beings, and in contrast to us, V'Hashem Yisbaruch Hu Orein Tzayv Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is an infinite being. Ach HaYudei Midas is Batlus. It is through this idea of Bittul She's battle kulay Hashem Yisbarach b'kalos ha'nefesh. When we are able to completely negate ourselves and nullify ourselves to the will of Hashem with a thirst and a yearning, through that we can arrive and attain this level of Almach Shemaim. Aideshem is Bainin Bigdulasar in Sef Baruch Hu, by our contemplating the infinite Ur of Hashem, Ubibriyas Oilomis, and on the other side, the flip side, what he went through to create the worlds, as the Pasuk says, Mipnei Ashiyarad Olav Hashem Be'esh. What does that mean? It says Ramazal, and Mipnei can have two meanings. Mipnei can mean because, but we also know that the word Mipnei also means before. See, he says, Mipnei hu lashon kodem. Here's how he wants you to read the pasuk. Before, Pirish kodem shiagia lebchinas havaya be'esh. Before a person attains this understanding of Hashem be'esh, what does that mean? Ki havaya u'bchinas chesed, as we've said here, havaya in its simple understanding is chesed. Ve'esh u'bchinas gvura. Esh, on the other hand, symbolizes constraint. Ve'havaya be'esh, again, is the same thing as what he said over here. Roim is lechesed b'kli gevura. That's the concept of what he said was the first parasha of Shema, which is chesed in a kli of gevura. Roim is the pasuk v'yahavtikomer. Ve'omer. Mipnei ashiyorad olav Hashem be'esh. But we're talking about before that. Meaning, koydim shiyagia lepasik v'yahavta, before a person arrives at that pasik v'yahavta shubchines Hashem be'esh, as we just discussed, it is the concept of the rachamim of the chesed in a kli of esh. Koydim shiyagia lezeh. What do we do before that? Tzorach liyas v'bchines ashan kulay. Before you reach ahavta, there needs to be ashan kulay, which is shema echad. There needs to be a complete and total acceptance of Malchus Shemayim. Then the pasuk follows, V'yachakach, what follows that type of intense love is V'yechrad kol ha'om Hashem v'machane. What follows that is the trembling of the entire nation. That's Reim as the pasuk Vayim Shemaya. That's the parsha of Ayim Shemaya. Shumidas Hayira, that is the next parsha, which is Yira. V'hu b'pchines Gvura b'kli chesed, that's the flip side. That's Gvura and Kli chesed. There's another three lines here. V'al yidei shemizbainim b'zeh. When a person contemplates that, shemibchines ha'avoida hayim itzad midas ha'chesed, as he just discussed before, that Vayim Shemaya is the opposite. It's Gvura b'kli chesed. Yavali Yira Ilah, that brings a person to complete awe, Yira's precious. Then he concludes, with Yiratza may be Hashem's will, Shenizka Anachnu Kulanu, that we will all merit, Liyaz Mea Oivdim Oisei Be'emes, to be true servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen, Ken Yiratza. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
How is Eish, okay, this is Gevura again?
Eish, he doesn't describe that, but Pashtus Eish is, it's consuming, it's...
why is that Gevura?
Why is Eish Gevura? Mayim
is Chesed.
Is Chesed.
Oh, that's fine. Okay, that makes sense. Good answer.
All right, fellas, so next week he has another incredible piece that we'll do for Ramatullah, and then we'll have a much better insight into this Perek Katanya.
Okay,
yeah.